Monday, May 23rd. Script 57, A Storm on the Sun. April 7th. 1. Summary of the story. Carl started the show by mentioning spring break coming soon and stories of sun, sand, and squid. The first topic was about a warning sign for a recession. A major international bank is predicting that a recession could be on the horizon for the United States. Deutsche Bank says because inflation is so high, it thinks the Fed will raise interest rates so quickly that it'll slam the brakes on economic growth and put the U.S. into recession. The bank thinks all of these events will line the years ahead. The clip next was about the difference between a recession and a depression, as reported by CNN chief business correspondent Christine Romans. 10-second trivia was about filament, which can describe a thread-like object or plasma extension on the sun. It factors into a recent solar storm. Carl delivered news about the solar storm as a related topic. A coronal mass ejection from a filament lifted off the sun on March 3rd. According to the U.S. government, and the effects of this were predicted to hit the Earth on Wednesday and Thursday. CNN correspondent Rachel Crane reported about solar storms, what they are caused by, how worried we should be, the result of them, how they happen, and how we forecast them. Carl said the second of two reports from CNN's Rachel Crane today takes us out to sea right after Crane's report about solar storms. The same reporter, Rachel Crane, reported about tidal energy and the companies for tidal turbine systems. 10 out of 10 was about the study of squid in Japan. They change color in their captivity as they do in the wild. Scientists at a lab in Japan noticed that while they were cleaning out the squid tank, the cephalopods appeared to be different colors depending on whether they were near the algae. Carl wrapped up the show with squid puns. 2. What I think will happen next with this story. A major recession is coming to the U.S., as Deutsche Bank warns. Eruptions of energy from the sun can damage satellites, power infrastructure, and radio communications. Tidal energy will attract more and more attention as a reliable and renewable source of energy, as lots of studies of cephalopods are ongoing. We might find great use from the studies one day.